this is Julie Brown. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM.
All right. It's my pleasure now to welcome K-Car to the CITR airwaves. Hello, K-Car.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, for sure. So who am I on the line with here?
I'm Fiona.
And I'm Lindsay. I play bass in K-Car. And Fiona.
Fiona. I sing and play the guitar.
Excellent.
And Jenny, who plays the drums, couldn't make it tonight. So. Yeah.
And Jenny also sings.
Also sings, yeah.
Yeah. Right. And CITR minded folk may be familiar with K-Car already. So K-Car was a finalist in Shindig in 2020.
We were.
Yeah.
That was our big epic tour of Main Street. We played something like 4 shows on Main Street in January. And then the pandemic happened.
out with a bang. Really got in while the going was good. And then Lindsay, for those, you know, like deep cut, you are a former Discorder editor as well.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. 2001, I think, for just a gentle 4 months.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's all you needed. And then you were out. My job here is to. Yeah. Excellent.
No, but I met folks though with my very short 4 month stint. Krista Min is like one of my close pals, and she's also a, you know, old school CITR Discorder person. So
yeah, for sure. So K-Car has been around since around 2019. Is that sort of about, tell me the story of K-Car, Fiona?
Well, I played a lot of music when I was younger and then took a really long time off and didn't think about it. And then went through some stuff in 2018 that were just frustrating. And then I was coming home one day and I just sort of veered off course and went into Long & McQuaid and rented an electric guitar and sat down and wrote a bunch of songs. And at a Christmas party, I just like looked at my friends like, who wants to be in a band? And Jenny stepped up and we started right away and just got K-Car going. So it was great. It was sort of a born out of need.
Nice. It was a great outlet. That's what you needed. Yeah. So you were a 2-piece plus kind of a mysterious bass dude every now and then. I was going through your Instagram posts as like the historical record of K-Car. And so for a while you had some floating members that would come in and out. And then you met Lindsay. Or you knew Lindsay. how did you enter the band, Lindsay?
Well, I took a massive break from playing music too. You know, I toured and played music and was in a bunch of bands in my entire 20s, and then sort of hung up my rig and when I turned about 30 and switched to making cakes. But yeah, I was, Jenny and I are neighbors and our kids both go to the same school, and we were hanging out at pickups one time, and she just was telling me that, oh man, our bass player, that this person we had playing bass with us just quit. And then I was like, oh. And then I happened to just start taking some guitar lessons with this metal neighbor dude fairly recently. And then I was like, oh, because I was telling her also I was taking guitar lessons. And then she's like, oh, you should take bass lessons. And then I was like, why, you know? And she's like, you should join. Do you want to join K-Car? And I was like, oh, I'll come and come. And then it was so much fun. And I just like fell in love with playing music again. And I just can't believe I took such a major break. It was like 15 years of not playing music and being in bands. And I just wish I hadn't taken such a long break. Yeah.
And what were some of the bands that, I know you as a musician. What were some of the bands that you were in earlier on?
Well, I was in Radio Berlin, which was like a post-punk synth band. And that was one of the bigger bands that I did a lot of touring with, and was on Glass. That was the last recording that we did. And then I played in Pink Mountaintops and toured for a couple of years with them. And also Fiona toured with Pink Mountaintops a bit later.
Oh, yeah. Really?
A little bit. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
You're both members of the Black Mountain Army. Is that, that's
the, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Card carrying. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. So yeah, those are sort of the two like bigger ish bands that I played with quite a bit. But,
yeah. And Fiona, did you have a formal band before, or was it before?
Nah, just yeah. played with friends and
yeah.
Yeah. I'm from Montreal, so it was often just roommates and we would just do fun side recording projects and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what do you like to do outside of music? I know the answer. I'm sending you off to answer the question.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a painter. So I have a studio in Vancouver and I've been doing that for a long time. So I just work from exhibition to exhibition doing paintings. Yeah, and some murals.
Yeah. Great. And so music is just a way of maybe a different type of creative outlet, a way to break in from that as well.
Yeah, exactly. And they feed into each other a lot. It's been great to add music to kind of my whole practice to get technical. Because, yeah, get into, you know, video making and how to make paintings move and how to give it a beat. No, it's great. It's a lot of fun.
And I feel like the cultural import of K-Cars has diminished somewhat as they've left our roadways. But I remember as a child of the 80s, K-Cars being like, they were everywhere. It's like the Volkswagen Beetle, like really is still like this cultural touchstone, but it feels like K-Cars aren't anymore. What was it about K-Car? Was there anything about the actual car itself, or is that a play on words? What brought that name about?
Jenny and I were talking about this when we were sort of playing around with names, and everybody who's roughly around our age seems to have really vivid memories of things that happen in and around K-Cars because they were everywhere. My first car, K-Car, was a K-Car. And it just seemed to kind of encapsulate modest opportunity. You know, like epic freedom in a piece of tin. So it was kind of like, okay, let's go crazy. We've got this band. We can do whatever we want, considering that here we are in our K-Car.
That's perfect. Do you have any fond memories of K-Cars, Lindsay?
I mean, I definitely got the reference and I definitely remember, you know, K-Cars, but yeah, nothing super specific.
Yeah. And so how has the band changed now that, like, Lindsay, you're a part of this now? I think the music that you've released came before you joined up. So have you been writing songs and, is there new music in the works?
Oh yeah. I mean, Fiona writes songs like every minute. She's extremely prolific songwriting. So she's always sending us demos and stuff. And yeah, we practice quite a bit. We practice twice a week. 9:15 a.m. on Mondays is our primo time after the kids go to school.
Really?
And Thursday evening.
Yeah. It's not, oh, that rules that you have a morning practice.
We're all like, yeah, it's a great.
We're freelancers and have our own businesses and stuff. So we've got the freedom to do the 9 a.m. coffee jam, which is pretty awesome.
What a way to start the week.
I know. It's really fun.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
So you have you played many shows lately? I'm trying to remember. I think you played one show last summer, maybe. I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, we've played like 4 or 5 with me in the band, but it feels like we play more because we just jam and hang out all the time. But we played a campsite, which was super fun for like a 80s themed party, and then. We played a block party this summer as well.
Sweet.
And then, we played the Lido once. And then, we also played another outdoor gig. We're really fond of the outdoor gigs.
Yeah. outdoors is great.
Yeah, it was like an antisocial skate thing under the Canby Street Bridge. The bridge.
Yeah, very, very cool. And the reason we're talking today is because you are playing tonight. There's a show tonight. We're recording beforehand, but we'll pretend that it's tonight. What All can you tell me? What's that?
No, I was like, tonight I gotta go.
What can you tell people about the show that's happening tonight, Fiona?
I'm sorry, my connection is really bad, so I'm just making out what's happening, but to my best, you're asking me about the show tonight.
Yeah.
It's a benefit for Girls Rock Camp, so we're playing with Calarissa and Ashley Shadow. It's going to be a really fun night. We're hoping that we get lots of young rockin' girls coming out too. So it's all ages and, it should be a party.
Have you done anything with Girls Rock Camp over the years, helped out at all? Or is this your first foray into support?
Maybe you should answer this, Lindsay, because I'm having some connection problems.
Sure. I haven't actually, but it's something I've always wanted to volunteer at and maybe be one of the mentors one camp, but I just haven't had a chance yet. But it's definitely something I totally would love to do for future camps. I mean, if something like that had existed when I was, you know, the age of the Girls Rock Camp Vancouver folks, like I would have just been all over that, you know, like just the opportunity that younger folks and younger girls especially are afforded these days. It's so awesome. Like I'm pretty excited about things like Girls Rock Camp Vancouver. So
yeah, excellent. And I presume you, like, as local musicians, you probably know Ashley and Larissa. So getting to play with your pals will be pretty fun.
It's like all buds show. Yeah, Ashley, Amber, we've all been friends for years and years, and I've known Larissa for years and years too through the music scene, like Aluna Red and Piano and all the other zillion projects she's been in and put on shows with her in the past and stuff. So
how's that feeling now? Is it sounding
better
for you?
Yeah,
oh, excellent.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I think when
we're
left
talking
off,
about Girls Rock Camp.
Yeah. Girls Rock Camp. Do you have anything you want to add to that? Lindsay just said how much she wishes it was around when she was younger and it's a great opportunity.
Yeah, I'd like to add to that exactly. I would have loved for that to be happening when I was young, because when I was a young teenager, my girlfriend and I would go play guitar in the metro, like the subway stations in Montreal, busking, and we would play Led Zeppelin duets, like, ooh, Dance in the Dark at Night, like these harmonies. People get such crazy looks from people, but then here I am, you know, 200 years later doing duetty girl songs in my gay car band, so yeah.
Nice.
Would have loved it.
Yeah. So that's going to be a great show tonight. So people should get down to Redgate. What's showtime? What, 8 o'clock?
7, and we play at 8 p.m. sharp. We wanted to make it a little touch earlier because we wanted kids to be able to, you know, stay up a bit past their potential bedtimes and, you know, out. So
doors touch. At 7, show at 8. Don't mess around. Get down there. And then back for bed. Then you have another show coming up as well.
So yeah, November 19th at the Lido with Frog Eyes.
That is going to be a great show as well. The Lido is such a fun, such a great space. So that's going to be really cool. And do you have a relationship with Frog Eyes? Do you know those folks from way back when?
Yeah. We everybody sort of knows each other, but yeah. I lived in Victoria for several years and yeah. So I know Carrie and Mel from just many years and just playing music and, you know, a lot of folks know the same folks. Yeah. So they're great people. Yeah. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah. So the last thing that I see on your Bandcamp is from March 12, 2020, which is a heck of a time to put out a cassette. that looked like it was a collection of some of the songs that you had posted separately on Bandcamp, but you sort of pulled them all together in a cassette. What are you planning on recording more of your songs soon, or what's the future hold for K-Car Music?
Yeah, for sure. When we recorded those 7 songs, we didn't, you know, it was right before the pandemic and we thought, oh, we've got this many days, we'll get 7 songs done and then we'll add to it. And then everything paused. So we have a bunch of new songs and now we're very much a band with Lindsay. So we're looking forward to recording as soon as possible. Yeah.
And you worked with Josh Stevenson and Josh Wells before, keeping it in the army. Any plans for where you're going to record this time, or any plans around that, or what?
We do have some ideas, which I think we should get face-to-face yes from the people that we want to record with before we say it loud, but we have plans for people.
Excellent. And as very visual people, have you ever done a music video? I haven't. I was looking around and I couldn't find one, but.
Yeah. We, particularly during the pandemic, did a few that are on, where are they? On YouTube. Yeah, we did a couple there's a couple just songs that we recorded during the pandemic, just kind of over like online. We would just record into, you know, home software with crappy little mics and things like that, and we made a few DIY videos that way, and they're also on YouTube, and but nothing, you know, too fancy or nothing that blows up bigger than a phone size.
That's cool. All right, well, I think anything else you want to add or anything else people should know about K-Car?
just that it'd be great if everyone wants to come out and support Girls Rock Camp and the other two that are playing that night. We're gonna have a really good time and hope to see people there.
Yeah, for sure. And then on the 19th, if you can't make it, if Halloween is too busy for you, then you could always drop a donation online to Girls Rock Camp and catch you at the Lido on November 19th. And anything you want to say about Jenny while she's not here, you can, that you want to share with the radio listening audience?
Well, she's an amazing lady.
Yeah, absolutely. What's been great is that for the first couple of years of K-Car, when it was mostly just Jenny and I, all the songs are about things that happened in our lives. And it's really almost a journal of what's been going on. And then since Lindsay's joined, it adds to the story. So now it really feels like a three-headed dog with this story going forward. So it's really nice to have these ladies at my side.
Yeah. What I love about being in K-Car is, you know, we're three ladies. We're all moms. We've all got, you know, kids in school, and we've all got our own careers outside of playing music. But just when we come together and hang out, it's just so much fun. And I don't know, kind of representing the slightly older ladies rocking. every decade, it's a representing, you know, a little something different, but. Yeah. The 40s moms rocking.
Moms in their 40s still rock too. Hey, yeah.
Totally.
Well, thanks so much. And what song do you think people should hear if they want to get hyped up for the show tonight? What would be a good K-Car song to get them on their way?
Bang Bang's pretty fun.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love Bang Bang. All right. Here is K-Car from their cassette La K7. This is Bang Bang Bang.
Are you looking for Halloween plans? The Forever Underdog Kids Club presents Monster Mash, happening October 29th at 7:30 at the Smiling Buddha Cabaret. Tickets can be purchased at the venue before the show, with a headlining act from musician Xavian, along with live music from Maya Ray, Trey Denzel, Max Green, and more. Plus, comedy acts, local pop-up shops, and a costume contest, with a prize for the winner.
Now Eurovision. Hey, actually it's called Shindig.
Prepare for the ultimate battle of the bands. The best from Vancouver's musicians come together to show their talents. Starting with 16 bands and one final winner.
Qualifiers on November 1st, 5th, 18th and 22nd. With the finale on December 2nd at the Redgate Art Society. Be there or like be square.
Also the source of light that produced that shadow. All that came back to me was a projection of myself.
Not so fast, Ashley Shadow. Nice try. That was Kellarissa from her record Voice Leading. That was the title track. And Kellarissa will be performing tonight at Redgate, along with Ashley Shadow, who we're about to hear in one moment, and K-Car, who we listened to for a nice stretch there. Almost 18 minutes of interview. I spoke to them last week, and it was really nice to meet Fiona and catch up with Lindsay. And so, yeah, go see K-Car tonight, 8 o'clock sharp at Redgate at 1965 Main Street. And it's for a great cause. It's a fundraiser for Girls Rock Camp Vancouver. So, yeah, this has been a bonus episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Just on the other side of the spooktacular, and yeah, that's about it. Coming up, Astro Talk at 2 o'clock, and until then, just some random songs from the digital library, I think. Thanks for listening, and hope to see you at Redgate or see you around soon. Okay, we're going to close out with Ashley Shadow from her self-titled record from a few years back. This is the song Tired. You are not so tired that you can't go out on a Thursday. All right? All right.